Hi, and welcome to Elevating Business, the podcast that gives you tips and tricks for how to start, grow, and sell your online business. Also, take a look at our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more info around how you can make your business better. But for now, here's today's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode 177, Setting Up Your Website for Emphasis on Local SEO and Hyperlocal Targeting in 2024. Righto, so what is local SEO and hyperlocal targeting? Well, basically, it's optimizing your website to rank for location-specific search queries. While hyperlocal targeting targets users to very specific geographical areas, right down to specific neighborhoods or city blocks. So if you're, if you're targeting certain customers in certain areas, this is definitely the episode for you. You need to be making sure that your website is well optimized for local and hyperlocal targeting. So how do we do this? Right. Well, the first thing you want to do is claim and optimize your Google My Business listing. So what you can do is go onto Google and pretty much put in your business name and claim it as yours. So make sure that, you know, you've got your NAP sorted. So that's your business name, address, and phone number. So it's often referred to as your NAP. So make sure that information is in there and is accurate and consistent across all of the online directories. So the Google My Business thing is like when you search for a company, you'll often see the standard template or format of Google's results come up with that business listing. And it's got a link to the website, you know, it's got a wee map of where it is and things like that. So that's your Google My Business listing. So you want to claim that and make sure that, you know, your business is in that particular, listing and is going to show people where you are. Okay, so the other thing you want to be doing is optimizing your website content for these local keywords. Okay, so make sure you incorporate local keywords such as, you know, like city names or neighborhoods or landmarks into your website content. You know, make sure that's included in your meta tags, your headlines, and just your general page copy. Because creating that location-specific landing pages or keywords, really puts emphasis on Google knowing that you service those areas. So by mentioning names and landmarks, you know, maybe you're a plumber, you know, maybe you're a local plumber and you want to service a certain area. And so by putting those names and things in there, you're showing Google that, hey, look, this is me, I'm local. I work in this area. And so people that are in your area searching for a plumber are going to see your results come up in their search, and therefore you're more likely to get the work from them. So that's why it's important. You know, you want to be pulling up in the search results for people that are looking for plumbing in your area. Okay, so one thing you also want to do is create some of that hyperlocal content. So pretty much what you're doing is your hyperlocal is speaking directly to the needs and interests of your local audience. So this could be in sort of blog posts, guides, or videos, you know, highlighting local events or attractions or businesses. So you're just really getting granular with that hyperlocal content. You can look to encourage online reviews and testimonials on your website. So, you know, positive online reviews can significantly impact in that local SEO rankings and your credibility. So that's doing testimonials on your website, but it's also getting customers to review on things like, Trustpilot and those other, you know, platforms that allow reviews, so Yelp and Facebook, and you know, like, make sure you have your Facebook page set up, get people to review you on there, and all of that just starts to create that local content and local relevancy. Okay, so make sure when you're doing this stuff with online reviews and testimonials, you need to respond promptly and professionally to all reviews, because basically it's a reflection of your business. So whether the review is positive or negative, it's important to reply because that makes a connection between your business and the consumer. And when people read your reviews, they come across as being more real and relevant to the person. If it's almost like conversational, so the person's written something about you, you've conversed back at them. That's what people like. So make sure you do that with your reviews. The other thing you can do is build local citations and backlinks. So basically what citations are, they're kind of mentions of your business name, address, and phone number, and that's in local directories, review sites, or industry specific websites. So if you're a plumber, you might have some plumbing associations that you can join or that you're already a member of. Make sure that they've got your citation, your business name, address, and phone number loaded on their site, linking back to yours, because that sort of gives you that back linking from authoritative local websites. And there's other ones that not necessarily just industry specific. You can go to local business newspapers or online publications, or even just general community organizations, and get them to mention your business name in one of their citations as well. So that's an important linking back to your website. Again, it gives your website relevancy and authority within that local area. One of the key things which we mentioned last week, because we focused on a bit of mobile, search responsiveness of setting your mobile site up so performs well on mobile. When you're doing local and hyperlocal targeting, you want to really make sure that you've got that mobile and voice search well optimized on your website, because the thing with local search queries, a lot of them are being done on mobile or being done through voice search. So, people walking along, or for example, walking along looking for a coffee shop. If you're a coffee shop in a certain area and someone's, does a search for you on their phone, obviously they want to get you coming up in their search results with some really good, user experience. So it shows your coffee shop, it shows where you are, your location, all that sort of thing. And the user experience on their phone is really good. So make sure you're optimizing your website for that mobile and voice search. And the voice search thing can be as easy as putting sort of, your frequently asked questions. So you're basically writing content about questions that people will ask, what sort of coffee do you sell? And then you can have in your answers the types of coffee, because, people might do a search for a certain type of coffee that they're after in your local area, and that will then pick up as a local search. So definitely worth working on that one there. The other thing you can do is make sure that you participate locally in community events and sponsorships. So engage with your local community and make sure that you can get your brand out there. And a lot of the time, some of the stuff will be reflected digitally. So they will have, if you sponsor someone, they might have a website that they will then put your name and your brand onto. And again, it's just building that sort of local relevancy and exposure. So one of the things which we keep mentioning in these latest episodes is once you've done all of these things, all of these things that we've talked about today, there's about eight or so items that you can do on your website to make sure that you're really set up for local and hyperlocal. You want to regularly monitor your website's performance. So, using Google Analytics and using Google Search Console, you want to track your metrics of your local traffic. You want to see where the traffic's coming from. So use the geo part of Google Analytics. So look at where your customers are coming from. And basically, you're looking to monitor your strategy and adjust it where you need to. So you can't just set up hyperlocal targeting or local targeting of search results and just leave it. You need to be able to go in there and keep working on it. So you're always going to be looking for new directories to put your name into that are, local directories or local events that you can sponsor and so on and so on. You want to keep working on it and keep building it. Okay, so that is our main crux of focusing on hyperlocal targeting and local SEO. So you can go out and set up some of these things on your website if you're a local, a local business. Probably not relevant for the, businesses that sell internationally and don't sell direct to consumer. So this is really this episode is for those direct to consumer, mainly product or service orientated local businesses. So if you're one of those, make sure you go through the steps that we've talked about today in this episode and set up and optimize your website for that hyper local targeting and local SEO. If you want more information about other things you can be doing on your website, go to our resource website, emilyandblair.com. We've got a heap of articles, over 1,100 articles on everything to do with online and business, and it's all a free resource for you to use. That's all we've got time for in episode 177, setting up your website for emphasis on local SEO and hyperlocal targeting in 2024. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Elevating Business. Make sure to check out our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more tips and tricks for how you can grow and make your business more successful.